A draft socioeconomic review and traffic forecast for the proposed Kinnickarm Crossing project was released today by a trio of independent consulting firms, Cardno Consulting Services, Agnew Beck, and CDM Smith, reported on separate forecasts for different aspects of the project. The findings were presented at joint meetings of two Anchorage Metropolitan Transportation Solutions committees in Anchorage. According to Bill Reed with Cardno Consulting, the bridge, assuming it is built, is not expected to have a strong influence on job growth on the Anchorage side and only minimal influence on the Mat-Su side.
There's modest net new growth that's created by the bridge. But by and large, it's much more of a kind of opened up kind of different locational options and business operation options for different industries. The weight of the evidence is that there's no major change to industry sector employment.
Travel demand projections were based on earlier studies and new updates, according to Hugh Miller with CDM Smith. Miller outlined three scenarios: no build, build no toll, and build with toll, and the projected effect on traffic patterns through 2060. That data was used in part to determine projected toll revenues.
We use the models to see what happens with different toll rates. So we tried from $1 to $9. And it behaves the way you'd expect it to. As price goes up, traffic goes down. As toll goes up, the revenue goes up, but at a decreasing rate. You can have too high a toll.
Miller's presentation showed $6.8 million in toll revenues for the year 2019. That's the first year the bridge would be in operation. The tolls would be $5 each way for a passenger car. The traffic and toll increases over the years would be based on growth at Point McKenzie, closest to the Mat-Su side of the bridge, since the only alternative for drivers from that area would be the Glen Highway. The data presented at the meeting is on the State Transportation Department website. No action was taken at the informational meeting.